referred to as Bigelow Bingham Trace. Indonesian Ambassador to China and Mongolia, Johari Orbmangun, in Beijing said on Thursday that 70 years ago in Bandung, West Java, history was made, where 29 countries that met in Bandung in 1955 represent more than half of the world's population. Meanwhile, Indonesian Ambassador to China for the 2010 to 2013 period, Imran Chetan, said China is Africa's largest trading partner, so it's time to unite towards continent-to-continent cooperation instead of focusing on the relationship between China and African countries. The goal is to transform from Asia-African Conference 1.0 to what he calls Asian-African Conference 2.0, where economic cooperation, including trade and investment, is considered important based on mutual interests. Moving on to the chairman of the All Indonesia Football Association, Eric Thohir, who emphasized the importance of Garuda Academy program as an effort to develop football in Indonesia that doesn't only focus on the field. Garuda Academy is a program that focuses on the development of sports management in the country. This program is fully supported by the AFC and FIFA. That was this line from Voice of Indonesia.
Authentic, exotic culinary experiences, original recipes and traditional flavors, prepared with
with much love and passion. Themes and culinary customs and ingredients. Straightforward is the ultimate experience. A mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Conference?
Yes, I think the recent of the state of the conference, why in the principle of solidarity, cooperation. operation and motor support mission in Asia and Africa. While commemorative people can help keep the spirit alive, the duration itself is not diminished by the scale of life in such people. So the spirit of the content is more about the ongoing effort of mission to work together, promote peace, and advocate for mutual interest, rather than specific people, or just celebration, how to commemorate it. As long as the principle and idea of the content continue to guide the action and policy of mission, the action of the spirit remains intact. This is my opinion. Thank you.
Okay, and another opinion of yours about the implementation of the spirit of the 1955 Asian African Conference. What has been implemented in the spirit by Indonesia and its contributions to the international world?
I think there were a lot of things to do by Indonesia in promoting world order, especially cooperation between developing countries in Asia, in Africa, and Latin America. Of course, collaboration with developed countries. We promote South-South cooperation. This is very important because especially now there are still a gap between the North and the South. So even though we, for example, Indonesia as a developing country also improved in the turn of economy, but in reality there are still differences, especially in prosperity, between developing country and developed country. And also Indonesia as a leader for developing line movement, especially since Bung Karno took an initiative in 1961. Line movement. This is a key play in the line movement, promoting independence, sovereignty, and neutrality in the nation, especially during Cold War. Okay, now I didn't have to see, for example, war of trade between, let's say, the US and China, so I think Indonesia had to take a new role in making new world order. Indonesia also took an initiative in regional cooperation, especially in ASEAN, okay, promoting economic cooperation, peace, stability in this region. Okay. And then also, one of the important things is humanitarian diplomacy. Indonesia has demonstrated its commitment to humanitarian diplomacy, providing assistance to countries in need and promoting peace and stability, including what happened in Gaza now. Okay. And then, Indonesia also developed a global governance reform and advocate to core reform in global governance institutions, promoting more inclusive and equitable international relations. So, the simple key pledge Indonesia's commitment to the principle of solidarity, cooperation, and mutual support that define the 1955 ASEAN Conference. Indonesia's contribution has helped promote peace, stability, and prosperity in the region and beyond, until now, I think. Thank you. Bandung or West Java to make Bandung Merdeka as the site for the ASEAN African Conference.
for developing as a site for tourism. So we need to promote the building, I mean the Bandung Merdeka, to attract many tourists to come to Bandung. So we have to ask Bandung people as a host for a tourist, and then let's say hospitality, how we welcome them to come to Bandung with our greeting, our gesturing, and let's say our hospitality. I believe that people will come to Bandung as long as Bandung people welcome them to come to the city. So as an African content, is the momentum for us to improve our foreign tourists to come to Indonesia, to make Bandung people more, let's say, prosperity friendly.
Okay, so making the Asian African Conference, especially its commemoration every year, as part of the city tour must be interesting. So,
yes, city tour must be very, very interesting. Of course, get to make Bandung more clean, more green, more hospitality for many people who come to Bandung. Okay, this is also very important, not just the site, but to make how to make the site with clean.
Clean
from sampah, from damage, okay, free from flood, because the building also situated at the bank with Percikat Bandung.
Okay, so many tasks to do. Okay, the cleanliness, safety from flood or any possible disaster, and how to make the Bandung Merdeka more interesting, attractive, I mean, and can be part of the city tour. So we can learn the history of the Asian African Conference in a fun way.
Yes, in a fun way, yes.
Okay, well,
I think for our new generation, I think, especially students in school and university, I think they have to be input in this promotion. Okay.
Okay, Professor Dr. Nana Supriyatna, Professor and Lecturer in History of Universitas Pendidikan Indonesia, Bandung, West Java, Indonesia. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and history of the 70 years of the Asian African Conference. Spirit of Bandung goes around the world. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bandung goes to the world.
Yes. Thank you for joining us on VY Talk. Well, with you, that's today's VY Talk on the 70 years of the Asian African Conference. Now you know more important historical events from Indonesia, and we spread spirit of Bandung, West Java, goes around the world. Stay tuned for more inspiring talks on VY Talk from Voice of Indonesia.
Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in my language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave, 3325 kHz, and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kidland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cirebon.
that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich, sparse broth that is truly tempting. The word umpo means beef, while kimbo refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Umpo kimbo not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations, with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, umpo kimbo is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I'm in Osmond Central Java, the center farm for Durian Power, the special durian from Osmond Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, Musang Kim, and Montong. And in Indonesia, we have Betul, Medan, Bawang, Kaligusing, and many more. But after the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sato, a durian farmer from Osmond Central Java, who has a different opinion.
And durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh kanca indah kita semua.
Dari durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our smell smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet scented. At least our sight and smell work well. We feel the spark with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet. Oh, that one is bad. And what about hearing? The red durian sounds lower when we strike it. The red one has a higher sound. Oh, we hear it fell in our backyard. It means our ears also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum lepas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terkenal dari telinga kita menerima.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara kita yang right,
we pass by striking it. We know there's baritone, tenor, and bass. Tiny, deep, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suara low, we strike it.
So, dipukul. It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina's face. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wait, this is the one who loves
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh, broadcast and pancake, and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sando just takes his razor sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
With under the
direction of a straight line like this.
But
then, one slowly can see the flesh. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is a shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Can we
add durian? This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Our durian will time, which will be a bit bitter, but that's the soft texture, like bitter rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like sauce. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly, and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color, and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java, and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo, they have the Durian Kaligusing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international music and entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia.